I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today. Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it.
Hey, yo. Welcome to today's episode of Straight Up Podcast. I am in my car again because everybody's hit me up the last few episodes says, Trent, when you in your car, it's just a different type of energy. So to y'all's request, I am back in my car and I'm bringing it straight up. Okay, we jumping right into this. As we know, we are embarking on the end of a year. Okay, and I was sitting in the car and I was thinking about, man, what's the message that I really want to give people? And I don't want to focus on next year just yet, but I do want to focus ending this year strong because I'm going to tell you right now, and I need y'all to feel me, understand me. Don't just hear me. I need you to really understand me because, listen, I don't want you to keep repeating the cycle. Okay? I don't want you to keep repeating the same cycle when you get to the end of a year and you're like, dang, like it was just like the previous years. It was just like the last 10 years and I have all the good intentions, but nothing ever changes. I don't want you to continue that cycle. And the majority of people in the world are going to continue that cycle. They got all the great intentions in the world, but they don't make decisions to actually make the changes that they need to make. That is not going to be you. You are going to finish this year strong. You're not going to be passive. This is a passive time for a lot of people. Now, listen, enjoy your family, relax, give your soul the attention that it needs, etc. I'm all for that. But it's not a time to be passive in your life. It's a time to be active in your life. It's not a time to be passive with your goals and your dreams and the things that you want to do. It's a time to be active. It's the time to get clarity on how you want to live the next year. Because this next year can be your year, or this next year can look like the last 10 years. That is on you. But what I want to tell you this, and I want to slow down when I say this. I want you to hear this. I want you to write this down. I want you to put this on social media because this is true. I talk about new beginnings all the time. And I always say, you don't need a new year. All you need is a new moment. Every single day is a new beginning by default. But when it comes to change in your life, the only way a new beginning can take place is that an ending has to happen. Let me say that again because I don't know if you got that. I don't know if you caught that, but I want to say it again. The only way a new beginning can take place is that an ending has to happen. There's no new beginning without an ending. You can't begin something without ending something, right? If you keep that same thing going on, whatever it is in your life, the same thing you've been complaining about, the same thing you need to let go of, the same thing that's getting on your nerves, the same thing you need to handle that you haven't handled, if you keep that thing in your life, there's no new beginning that's gonna take place. You're just continuing a cycle. The only way a cycle is broken is that it has to have a stop. And so I want you to think right now in your life, and I want you to ask yourself this question and get clear in your life, what has to come to a stop? And maybe that's, you know, you complaining about things and not changing things. Maybe it's certain things that you're involved in, environments that you're involved in. I don't know what it is for you, but you know. There's certain things that need to come to a stop. You can't go all in your life unless something stops. You can't go all in your vision because you have certain things still in your life that's limiting that. Certain beliefs, certain people, certain environments. You can't go all in on you until you stop the things that are preventing you from doing that. You cannot have a new beginning without an ending. And I get it. Sometimes that ending is painful. I know we only 3 minutes in this and we live like this. I get it. But I promise you, man, this is one of these episodes, again, that if you really understand and you really digest it in your soul, it could change your life. Because this is the thing about everything. A lot of times, right, we want things, we want to change things, and I get it, we have the best intentions, but we don't actually make the change. And then we get mad at ourselves, we get frustrated at ourselves, like, man, how could I allow this continue to happen? It's because you didn't put a stop to it. And I know it's not as easy as I'm saying it. I know it's hard. I know you put a stop to certain things have to be over, certain things have to be done. But do you want to keep living the rest of your years like this year? If you're a person that didn't enjoy this year, if you're a person that felt like, man, you didn't get the best out of this year, your answer should be absolutely not. You deserve better, but you also deserve exactly what you settled for, my friend. You deserve better. You deserve greater, but you also deserve exactly what you're settling for, my friend. You cannot have a new beginning unless something comes to an end. I need you to play offense in your life right now. I need you to stop waiting and I need you to start creating. I need you to stop being passive and I need you to start being active in your life. Get on offense, okay? Make the decision. Have the conversation, right? What is it in your life that needs to come to an end? Maybe you have a conversation that you need to have with somebody that you've been avoiding. But guess what? Now, by not having that conversation, now that stress moves into the new year with you. Now that same thing that should have been handled, should have came to a dead end, should have been done, is now coming into the new year with you because you didn't handle that. So now last year's stress is becoming this year's stress. The cycle continues. Maybe in your life, maybe you owe somebody some money, right? Handle that. Handle it. Don't bring that burden with you into next year. Maybe somebody owes you some money. Get that handled. Maybe you have things in your life that you know aren't right for you anymore. End it. Be done with it. Because if not, you're going to keep repeating the same cycle over and over and over again. I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to myself too. Because as I was sitting in this car, I said, man, there are some things in my life that are loose ends that I need to tidy up. There are some things in my life that I'm allowing to just linger around that have no purpose, hold no purpose, and I know for sure don't better my life, that I'm just keeping around, that don't need to be around anymore. And guess what? It's some hard conversations that I gotta have. But I'd rather have a hard conversation than continue to live a hard life. I'd rather have some hard conversations than continue to live an uncomfortable life. I would rather make some hard decisions than live in a place where my life is not fulfilled, where I don't feel like I'm getting the best out of my life. Because again, y'all, if you want to move into something new, you got to have an end. You got to have an end, right? Some of you are keeping relationships that you know you shouldn't have in your life. And I'm not just talking about intimate relationships. I'm talking about relationships in general. You have friendships. You have any ship that's selling, partnerships that you know isn't right, that you know isn't going to get better, that you know isn't gonna change, that you know is full with drama, that you know is full of stress, that you know is full of headaches, and you're keeping these things in your life thinking next year is gonna be better, but you're keeping the things in your life that has made this year worse for you, that has made this year terrible for you, that has made this year stressful for you. So again, this is not the time to be passive. This is not the time to sit around in your butt and just let things slide. You've been letting things slide for way too long. You've been letting indecision control your life for way too long. Like I've always told you, indecision is still a damn decision. If you're not deciding, life is deciding for you. And when life decides for you, it usually gives you a lot of stress from that decision. It doesn't help your life. But at what point are you gonna say, you know what? I'm gonna play offense. I'm gonna take charge of my life. I'm gonna be the coach of my life. And I'm going to start taking charge and making the decisions that I need to make to put my life in a better place. I'm going to take charge. I'm going to play offense in my life and stop waiting for somebody to give me an opportunity. And I'm going to create my opportunity now. right? I'm going to spend this month and this time before I get into this new year, you know, maybe researching information that I need to make sure I'm in a position to grow my business, to grow my life, to move closer to my dream, to move closer to my vision. This is not a time to be passive. Again, give your life what it needs. I'm not telling you you got to go balls to the wall. Give your life what it needs. But at the same time, there's some things in your life that you cannot afford to be passive with no more, that you got to start being active with. Or else you're going to live life on repeat. Life is going to be a revolving door. Life is going to be a cycle that never ends, that you never break. Life is going to be this same old loop that you continue to go on, that has made your life unhappy, that has made you miserable, that has made you unfulfilled, that has made you not have any peace in your life, that has to come to an end. Stop letting things slide in your life that you know you can't afford to let slide anymore. So I don't care if it's a person that you got to let go of. I don't care if it's a habit that you got to let go of. I don't care if it's something that you have to do for yourself because you owe somebody something. I don't care if it's a hard conversation. I don't care if it's going to, you know, start your business that you've been procrastinating on. I don't know what it is for you, but again, you cannot have a new beginning without an ending. Right, some of us, we have the same mindset trying to create a new beginning, but we haven't ended that mindset that hasn't served us. Some of us want to live a new life, but we have the same habits. You have to end those habits if you want a new life. If you want a life with growth, you cannot keep the habits in your life that has kept you from it. And I'm talking with this much passion because these are the things that work, y'all. These are the things, the small things that actually create the change in your life. These are the things that actually open up the door for your life. These are the things that create opportunity. These are the things that help you become successful. These are the things that when people see your life, because you played on offense, because you stopped being passive and you started being active, that you actually ended some things, that you say, you know what, no more. You made some decisions. You made some choices that was best for your life. These are the things in the future people are going to say, man, you're so lucky. And they don't know all the painful endings that you had to go through. They don't know all the hard decisions that you had to make. They don't know what came with your growth, with your change, with your elevation. They just see the beauty of it. But they didn't see the hard times. They call you lucky. These are the things when people see you, they start to admire you. Because most people in this world, y'all, they're not even on the sidelines, right? They're not even in the game. Nevertheless, be the coach of their life, they sitting in the stands and they're being passive. They're keeping things in their life that they know they shouldn't keep anymore. They're keeping people in their life that hasn't served them for the last 10 years. They're staying in the same environment that has been no inspiration, right? That has promoted no success, that hasn't challenged you, that hasn't changed you. And they're staying in the same environment expecting change, and they sit back and they complain for the rest of their life. And they say, man, I thought this year was supposed to be better. Let me tell you this, my friend, and I'm telling myself this too. Don't you damn think that next year will be better if you don't do anything better. And I say that with all sincerity, with all compassion in my heart for you. And I hope you hear it in my voice. We can't expect a better year if we don't do anything better. We can't expect to feel lighter. We can't expect to feel better. Our skin ain't going to be glowing, right? No stress in our life. Not saying no stress, but less stress in our life. Living a beautiful life, waking up with smiles and happiness. We can't expect these things by holding on to the weight in our life. Some of us, we have a new destination of next year, right? You have everything planned out. You got your vision board. You're just waiting for January 1st to come around. Right, you're being passive now, waiting for that date. As I said before, you shouldn't be waiting to a new year to change, because if you really want to change, you would start right now. You would start right now. But some of us, what we're doing is that we're carrying that same baggage into our new destination. And we think that just because it's a new destination, that it's automatically going to change our life. It's not the destination that changes your life, y'all. It's not the environment that changes your life, y'all. Yes, those things maybe matter somewhat, but it's not those things that change your life. It's not the flip of a calendar that changes your life. It's the decisions and choices that you make that actually creates the change in your life. It's about letting go of the baggage that is heavy, that doesn't serve your life, that doesn't belong in your next level, right? Some of us, we're keeping things that literally has kept us in this level, and we're expecting to get to the next level. In order to move up, there are some things that you have to give up. In order to move up, there are some things that you have to give up. In order to move up, you've got to be fed up with some things. You got to say, you know what? I am being active on these things. Yeah, you know, I've been giving a lot of chances to you. You know, I've been trying to see how this will work out. You know, I've been trying to overlook things. I've been letting things slide. Nope, no more. I can't afford to go another year like that, because when we understand the importance of time and time is luxury, there's been a lot of people wasting your damn time. There's been a lot of things in life wasting your damn time. A lot of us, we live more in wasted years than purposeful years because of that. No more. And you got to have those hard conversations, because if you expect this new destination of next year to be beautiful, then you have to be able to say, this baggage can no longer travel with me. This baggage doesn't belong in my travel to greatness. This baggage doesn't belong in my travel to growth. This baggage doesn't belong in my travel of me meeting the greatest version of myself. This baggage doesn't belong in the travel of me going to the next level. Listen, I love you. Listen, I want to bring you with me, but you ain't meant to go with me. And I know it's a hard conversation to have. And maybe it's not a person. Maybe it's a habit that you got to talk to yourself about. Maybe it's an environment, right? Maybe it's a team. I don't know what it is for you, but in order to go to your next level, there are some things that you got to say. Listen, I love you. I appreciate you. I thank you for the time that we had, but our time is done. Certain things come with an expiration date. And the problem is, a lot of things are sour in our life because we have kept it past this expiration date. We have kept it past this expiration date, and we expect them to be fresh. We wonder why our life feels sour, our soul feels sour, because we have things in our life that is past this expiration date, my friend. This is not a time to be what? That's right. It's not a time to be passive. This is the time to be active. This is the time that says, you know what? I'm going to create a new beginning right now by making sure that I create an ending on something. And I, even with myself, y'all, it's not always an external thing. There are some things in my own life, in my soul, that I said, this is the last time. This is it. 2022. And whenever you listen to this, you listen to 2023, 24, it applies. But for me, 2022, there are some things that this is it for me. This is it. I'm not bringing this into 2023. I can't afford to. So I'm making the decision right now, and the decision is damn hard. It's not an easy decision, but I'm making sure I have things in order before I get to my new destination. I'm making sure things are in order before I get to my new destination. So talking to you right now, my friend, what are the things that you need to get in order? What are the things that you need to do? You need to stop doing? You need to stop being passive with and be active with. You need to have conversations with. You need to end. You need to start. Whatever it is for you, what are the things? Matter of fact, think about one or two things right now that you can do right now that you know has put your life in chaos, that's put your life in uncertainty. What are one or two things that you can do to get your life more in order? And it could be something small, y'all. I don't know what it is for you, but I bet it's something for you. I bet it's something there that you have been allowing to keep, that you have been keeping in your life, that's been adding stress, that's been adding uncertainty, that's been adding confusion, right? And this is the kicker. This is the spoiler alert. When you make these decisions, and some of you know this, if you go back in your life, the hardest decisions in your life often were the most free and the most best decisions, right? In the moment, it's hard to understand that. But after we get past the moment, we realize like, man, I should have made that decision sooner. But I'll tell you this, spoiler alert, when you make these decisions, when you become active, when you say, you know what, I'm taking charge over my life, man. I've been allowing too many other things to dictate, to control my life, to power my life, not anymore. I'm taking charge over my life. And I don't care what comes with it. I don't care who don't like it, who likes it. I don't care about that. I got to take charge over my life. And when you make that, when you do that decision, when you make that decision, when you make that choice, when you make that commitment, when you honor that, change happens. Life becomes clear, right? It becomes, it has more clarity. You start to see things better. right? You start to feel less stress. You start to wake up and you feel lighter and not waking up feeling burdened like, damn, it's I got another day, like I got to do this. No, you wake up energized because you know that you're moving in a direction that holds the greatest you. You know what I mean? So I just want y'all to take from this message, man, like end it. I don't know what it is. And again, y'all, don't take that out of context. Don't start ending things that don't need to be ended. Okay. Don't start ending things for petty stuff like misunderstandings, like be grown, but end it. Whatever it is that you know doesn't belong in your life anymore, can't belong in your life anymore, right? Won't allow you to create a new beginning because you haven't ended it. That's going to keep you in the same cycle, the same repeat, living life on rewind, rereading the same chapters that maybe need to be deleted from your life. What is it? What is it? And I need you to end it. Because when we have even our painful endings, I got a quote that I always tell people, and I'll end this episode with this quote. Sometimes it takes painful endings to create beautiful new beginnings. I'm gonna say that to you again, because I know I've been talking like very fierce. Y'all know how I get, man, because I love y'all so much. Sometimes it takes painful endings to create beautiful new beginnings, right? Sometimes it takes uncomfortable endings, right? I mean, none of us just thrive unless you're just a person of conflict that just loves to have a conflict for people. But even my soul, like, I don't like conflict. I don't like to have hard conversations. It's nothing that I love to, I gotta have a hard conversation today. Hell yeah. Like, I'm excited. Woo! Who I gotta have a hard conversation with today? That's not me. It's not my spirit. But I understand that those things are necessary if I wanna live a better life. Those things are necessary if I wanna have more peace in my life.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
You know, a lot of us, we're choosing, right? We're choosing chaos. We're choosing conflict. We're choosing confusion when we can have peace. But we just been letting things slide, man. You've been letting things slide for 2 years. You've been letting things slide for 5 years, 10 years. You've been just letting stuff slide, thinking that things are just going to change. Man, maybe that's so. Maybe it does just change, right? But I would bet my last dollar that when you leave life to just chance, it doesn't create the change that you would be proud of. I need you to take the power back in your life. And I need you to really focus and think about what is not going with me into this next year. What can afford to go with me into this next year? And even as an exercise, something simple that I always do. You can do this for 5 minutes. You can do this for 20 seconds. I just want you to visualize, man, that you come to this exact point a year from now and you didn't change nothing, right? You're still letting things slide. You're still not having the conversations. You're still not taking the action that you need to take, that you know you need to take. And you're just accepting life, just accepting, not putting anything to an end. I want you to think about exactly, not even think about, I want you to feel how you're going to feel. I want you to see the disappointment that you're going to have in yourself because you wasted another year in tears, in painful tears, in chosen tears. And I'm going to say chosen tears because when we choose to keep things in our life that we know are no good for our life, then we choose in those tears, my friend. No more of that. I want you to think about your life right now. A year from now, you've been active. You made the choice. You let go. You built it with people that you needed to build with. You made the connections. You did what was on your heart. You stopped letting fear control your life. And you actually used fear to power your life. How you think you're going to feel? I'll tell you. I know one thing. You're going to be damn proud of yourself. And as we leave this episode, I'm not sure if I talked about this before, but I talk about it on stage, and I just want to share this real quick. Because I know, man, I know you're ready. I know it. You show up to these episodes, you listen, you apply. I see so many of you hitting me up. I see so much growth in a lot of you because I'm active, y'all. I literally pay attention to y'all. That's why I always say, hit me up at the end of the episode and say, hey, I'm being active. Matter of fact, you get to the end of this episode, hit me up on IG and say, Trent, I'm active, right? I want you to get active, man. That's what we used to say in sports, right? That's what we used to say, like, we getting active. We getting busy. I want you to get busy in your life, right? Not that type of busy. Like, I got a disclaimer, not that type. But I need you to get busy, right? Get busy on your greatness. Get busy on your best shoe, your greatest shoe. Get busy on your change, right? Get busy with that. Get active. Get active in your life. Because some of you have been inactive way too long. As a sports player, and I'm going to talk about what I was talking about. This is just a side note flowing through my heart. In this game of life, whew, I got something. I must be because I'm watching football practice too as I'm recording this, so I'm hyped up. In this game of life, man, so many people are inactive. In sports, inactive means DNP. You know what DNP stands for? Did not play. You're inactive. There were so many times where I was on the team, but I wasn't on the active roster. I was inactive. That means that I couldn't play in the game. I couldn't participate. And trust me, I wanted to, but I couldn't because I had a gatekeeper there, right, that said who could play, who cannot play. They had to choose me. And some of us were choosing to be inactive in our own life. Oh, man. In our own goals and our own dreams and our own progression, you're choosing to be inactive. When you are the gatekeeper of your life, when it's your game of life, you can check yourself in any time. You don't have to DNP. You don't have to have a did not play, but so many of us, we have did not plays, right? Did not finish in our life. When we are the gatekeepers in our life, we can choose to check ourselves in the game. I need you to be active, right? My goal is to be on that active roster in the NFL. Because if I'm on an active roster, I'm in the game. I'm making a difference. I'm going to show my skills. I'm going to show my talent. Some of you in your own life, you haven't been active, man. You haven't showed your skills. You haven't showed your gifts. You haven't showed your talents. You haven't showed your greatness because you've been inactive. No more. It's time for you to get active. Forget fear. Forget it. Forget opinions. Forget criticism. This next year, we don't care about that because we're getting busy. We don't care about that because we're getting active. Whatever comes with it, comes with it. But we've been letting that slide for too long. We've been inactive for too long, making other people feel comfortable. We've been inactive too long, watching other people live their greatness. We've been inactive too long because we're so afraid of comparison. We've been letting comparison control our life. Nah, we've been active in our life. It starts now. We're not waiting 30 days from now. We are starting now if you're with me. If you're with me, hit me up and say, Trent, I am active. I'm getting active. I'm getting busy. Because this is the thing. We've allowed fear to make us inactive. I want you to allow fear to push you to be active. What are you talking about, Trent? What you talking about, Trent? I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm going to be straight up to the straightest up with this one. See, a lot of us, we look at fear as a bad thing. And yes, sometimes fear can be that. Let me tone it down for a moment because I want y'all to hear me, man. Fear can be a bad thing, right? When fear paralyzes you. But fear can be an amazing thing when fear powers you. You can use fear, man. Fear doesn't have to use you. And fear has been using you for far too long. That's why you've been inactive in your life. That's why you've been accepting things you shouldn't accept because you've been inactive. That's why you've been allowing people to walk all over you because you've been inactive. That's why you've been settling for the same things you know you shouldn't settle for because you've been inactive. That's why you haven't been, you know, creating your opportunities because you've been inactive because of fear and everything else. But now, today, your new beginning today, you're going to allow fear to make you active. And I'm going to tell you how to use this fear. The fear that powers you. You see, I remember when I was playing sports and the fear of not making the play actually made me make the play. The fear of letting my team down actually made me go harder so I wouldn't let my team down. Because I could feel it in my soul that after a game, me letting my team down, I was so afraid of that. I got a question today. Say, Trent, what's your biggest fear? I say, dying without living. I am so afraid of dying without living, so I live my life to the freaking fullest. That's how I'm using fear. Some of you have allowed fear to paralyze you because you're thinking about fear in the moment. I want you to think about fear in the future. The fear of you not doing it. The fear of you not getting active. The fear of you not ending something. The fear of you keep allowing the same things. Where is that going to lead your life? That's why we had that visualization a few moments ago. Because I want you to think about fear in the future, not fear in the present. Because fear in the present, listen, it's scary. But when we think about what it's costing us in the future, what it's costing us, what it's costing our family, what it's costing those around us, what it's costing our, man, you get it. I know y'all get it. You get it. You got to be able to understand, man, what it is costing you. And that's how you can allow fear to make you active and stop allowing these things to make you inactive and put you on the sidelines of your life. And I know I'm on this football talk, but I'm on a football field right now. And so I am always inspired by what's around me, but I hope that y'all understand that and you get that. That you get it. Remember this quote as we leave here today. Sometimes it takes what? That's right. Painful endings to create new beginnings. If I'm you, that fear of staying in that hurtful, situation, that uncomfortable mess, that fear is more painful than having an ending. That fear is more devastating than having an ending. I need you to leverage your fear for your greatness, my friend. I need you to leverage your fear for your greatness, my friend. And stop allowing fear to leverage you for a settled life. But like I tell you at the end of every episode, it all starts with you. And if I can wrap this episode up in one sentence, man, it's we can't have a new beginning if something doesn't come to an end. It has to come to an end. You know, I had to, dang, man, that just hit me in the heart. Like, I had these moments, man, where, this is what I love about the Straight Up Podcast, man. I could just be real with y'all. That's why I love doing these episodes, like 150 some of them. I never get tired of this because it's like, it's my moment to just be with y'all, you know? And it's not no professional, like, oh, I got to talk about these things. Like, we just kicking it, me and you. You know what I mean? That's how I'm thinking about you in the car right here next to me. We just kicking it, we talking. But I just had a moment where it just hit my heart. Because some of you might be asking, like, well, Trent, in your life, like, what painful ending you had to make? And I think some of y'all that know my story could probably guess and know where I'm going with this. You know, I had to end sorry, bro. I had to end my dreams. I had to end my dream to begin my purpose, y'all. And my dream was everything. I had to end what I loved to do, what I wanted to do, to begin what I needed to do and what I was called for. So I get it. It's not always easy in the moment. But when we make these decisions that our soul is telling us to make, when we have that internal alignment that I talk so much about, that's when things over time will start to align with you externally. And you'll have peace in knowing that you made the decision that was best for your life. I hope this episode really impacted you to get active, to get busy. Because there's a you that is begging you to make the decisions that will turn that you waiting on you into a best friend instead of keeping that version of you a stranger. You deserve to meet that version. But again, you also deserve exactly what you settle for. I appreciate y'all, man. Share this episode if it touched your heart with somebody. As always, tag me on social media. I love to see y'all's reviews. Also, too, I want to say this. Like, I'm going to start doing Fast Fridays where I just take questions from y'all. So send me a question on Instagram. I'm going to come up with an email address, but right now, just send me a question on Instagram. Like, send a video or send an audio and just a question. Try to keep it around 30 seconds to 45-second question, and you may be featured on the next podcast episode on Friday. So that's something I'm going to add to the list. This podcast is actually growing bigger than ever, y'all. Like, it's actually the biggest it's ever been. And that's because of y'all. So if you can leave ratings, that'd be great. 5-star ratings, leave comments, leave reviews, share it, man. We're all in this together. And I'm thinking about incredible ways to actually bring y'all more in the journey with me, man. So I appreciate the rehabbers across the world. I appreciate the listeners. And I thank you for being supporters of the Straight Up Podcast. I want to make sure I took time to say that. It all starts with you, man. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Straight up.
protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. Yeah, look. Through life struggles, all we seeking is peace. It's in my head and my belief. Most of us feel the same, but it's something that's hard to reach. Not a subject they don't teach, and it's deeper than just sitting with a drink by the beach. Cause I'm learning in life. Ooh. It's keeping calm when adversity strikes. It's when you working and you earning your stripes. It's showing love, that's a word to my haters. I deal with life by slowing down out in nature, taking walks on my own. Talk to God, and yes, Lord, I thank you. It's when you can't find many reasons, but you still being grateful. Might be viewing it wrong. Stop making peace such a heavy thing. Start looking with. Try loving everything. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. The world might try to take it, your job might try to take it, your girl might try to take it, but God always embracing your flaws and your pain and your hurt. Protect your peace, but it's gonna take us some work. Cause what I'm knowing now, it's not always about speeding up. Sometimes we gotta slow it down. Everything that's going up eventually is going down. Embrace it all, ain't no secrets. To me, finding joy in the darkness, that's what peace is. So we can run or just acknowledge the storm. I don't trip, cause this will pass, keeping calm in a storm. Knowing on the other side, the sun rays bring a blessing. So hold on to your faith and please protect it. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Babe Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, The Boss Babe Podcast will grow your life, like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today, and you will not regret it. Let's get it.